Shia, who's the Palestinian General Delegate to the United Kingdom. Afif.
Friends, brothers and sisters, Ikhwani Akhawati, we have all passed through difficult moments during the last few months. A war we opposed has occurred. A war we felt was unnecessary. A war we knew was illegitimate. This was not a war for democracy. It was a war for docility. Regional docility, European docility, global docility in front of American hegemony. That was a war that resulted from the collusion between the Israeli and the American agendas that has put America and its war machine on a collision course with the Arab world. But my friends, the last 3 years have also reminded us that the Nakba is not a frozen moment in history that has occurred sometime in 1948, but that unfortunately the Nakba, the catastrophe, is unfortunately an ongoing process from Deir Yassin to Jenin until this day. Friends, you're not unaware that successive Israeli governments continue to aim at accaparating and acquiring as much of Palestinian geography as possible with as little of Palestinian demography as possible. I was just reading the newspaper on the internet yesterday. An opinion poll was published in Israel that showed that 57% of Israeli public opinion favors the encouragement of Palestinians to migrate. The policy of transfer has the support of 57%, unfortunately, of Israeli society. Dear friends, living this reality that unfolds, I'm often reminded of the playwright Brecht, who in his play on Galileo has a scene where a student says, "Unhappy are the people who have no heroes." To which Galileo answers, "No, my friend, unhappy are the people who still have a need for heroes." We, the Palestinians, obviously have still a need for heroes. And today you are gathered here to pay tribute to the collective hero, the Palestinian people. But I want to invite you. I want to invite you to dedicate today that we too are gathered here to pay tribute to the international solidarity movement, to all those volunteers who decide willingly, who choose to go and spend time among the Palestinian people as human shields, those who take the decision at their own expense and often at their own risk and peril. So today, it's a moment, it's an opportunity to pay tribute to the international solidarity movement in memory of Ian Hook, the British civil servant that was seconded to the UN in Jenin and who was deliberately, unnecessarily killed. And today, my friend, is a tribute to Rachel Corrie, a Californian-American student who decided to be in Rafah with the Palestinians and was... Today is a tribute, my friends, to Rachel Corrie, who was deliberately bulldozed because she was trying to protect a home that was under demolition. My friends, I have often believed that the problem of Palestine was a constant test between courage and cowardice, and unfortunately, on the level of states, of governments, and intergovernmental institutions, we have had too many appointments with cowardice and not yet with courage. They have failed governments to deploy international troops for the protection of civilian population. They have even failed to deploy some monitors and observers. And hence the importance of those non-governmental organizations who are often the conscience, the bad conscience of states, and who decided to go and join and live with the Palestinian people. I hope that this suggestion obtains your acceptance and agreement. I would like to invite the Palestine Solidarity Campaign to start the process in Oslo of candidating the international solidarity movement for the Nobel Prize for this year, because I believe there is no individual or institution I believe, my friends, that the international solidarity movement, those fantastic, superb, impeccable individuals, have earned a Nobel Peace Prize, and I don't see any individual or institution more deserving than them. Let me end, my friends, in saying, in our globalized world, which is run by a network or a web of interdependences, in our planetary vet village, today, my friends, the battle for justice and peace in any given region is a universal battle. The Palestinian people, my friend, are determined not to be the Red Indians of the Middle East. The Palestinian people have decided not to be the Red Indians of the 21st century. And here, more than ever before, my friends, this people needs your support, and thank you very much.